The future of art in three easy steps. There are three important points in today's fast-paced world of art. Question to teachers. Embrace using reference images over full canvas. And make use of 3D models. 1. On the subject of teachers, I will say that art does not need computers, and a good artist can still perfectly capture a person's appearance. However, it is cruel to throw logs at the student's feet, especially those who are new to art. Today, students are being purposefully and artificially delayed with concepts like hand-eye coordination. And the promise of art is never fulfilled at graduation anyway. We are all artists, and we should all start with realistic portraits. From there, each student will find a different calling. 2. We must ask which is better, a fanciful painting of an imaginary face or the perfect painting of a real person. A real person will smile and truly appreciate the work. And imaginary faces are trivial to generate on a computer. By extension, we must ask, can we paint a face freehand with a line model or even a grid? Given that a high-resolution digital painting may hold 10 or 20 intricate microscopic details in the nose alone. A keepsake holds a snapshot of a person, but without any of the burdens of a photo, and with all the benefits of art. That means the eyes, the eyebrows, the lips, the nose must be exactly right, as that is the foundation of the portrait. Everything else can be a dream, but the face must be true. Because in 50 years, the person in the portrait will look back at their younger self, and they will recognize their youthful nose and all the features of their young face. They will contemplate their history and daydream through all their adventures anew. A photo can't truly, fully capture a person's face, but it has all the information an artist needs to create the artwork worthy of the person in the painting 50 years from now. And now, point number 3. The future of art is already here, and it is called photogrammetry. Beyond taking the photo of the subject, you should also consider a scan of their pose, possibly even the room that they are in. And you should consider offering them a range of locations that you can generate a preview for. Technology will only improve, but only a human will be able to artistically present the person in the photo or a virtual scan, as the case may soon be. The world of art is evolving, but no machine will ever replace a poet. We are all artists, and art is an important part of our heart.